It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 271. Can you...
I went too early?
Can you not touch the soundboard?
This is what happens when you get a new toy. You start... Just want
to still there.
Still heads.
So we're using the Rodecaster.
Yeah.
Rode hooked us up.
Yeah.
Got new microphones. You'll probably notice we sound different. It's a lot easier to produce the show now.
This is the first time I've really worn headphones during a show.
What do you think?
I'm hot. I'm over it. I'm really hot. This brings me back to when we'd have to wear headphones doing the show in Shepparton.
Mm.
And I'll just be so hot. I remember sweating after some breaks, and it's the headphones. So breaks,
for people who don't play at home, they're talk breaks is what you mean.
Oh, yeah. Condensing a whole story into sort of 2.5 minutes. Short and sharp, guys.
Could we maybe treat this show as a little bit of a radio show? This is our reel for Brad March, if you're watching.
Or listening.
Or Guy Dobbo. I don't know what Dobbo's doing now. But
if you want a job with the big media company.
Yeah, exactly.
Send resumes, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
So Rodecaster, like the Rode have, they've got this like sound pad.
Yeah.
If you're watching the video, you might be able to see it. But there's, you press buttons and it plays music. So you're doing the laugh one.
Yeah, well, I just press whatever. I don't know what they do. Can I press another one?
No. So there you go. That's sort of like a magic.
I like that you've walked into... some kind of room at a swingers party, and then that noise goes off. Yeah, well, I don't know about the. I mean, we're not a radio show, so we can't really do the talk breaks.
But when I was a kid,
yeah,
like I never did on air radio. I was always behind the scenes and stuff. But when I was a kid, I was obsessed with talking to the post.
What do you mean talking to the post? What, like the post, a wooden post?
No, do you know what you've
talking
been in
to
radio?
The post.
Are you fucking kidding
me?
I have
no idea what
talking to
the post
means. The post is when the lyrics start. So it's about getting out the exact same time.
Here's why you should have had the job in Shepparton over me, because I'm not a radio guy. Like I have no idea. I just thought that's when the beat dropped. So I could just see it had like 30 seconds. It was cool. It had like 30 seconds before the main
post.
Beat drops. Yeah, great. The post.
But anyway, what I've discovered.
How annoyed are radio nerds at me that I got a job in radio?
It is sort of frustrating.
Yeah.
Who was it? Someone called you out of it?
Called me out?
Yeah. Remember you were saying, I was just doing it as sort of a thing just to try, but it wasn't really that into it.
Someone called me out.
Yeah, someone said, you took that job from someone else.
Oh,
do you remember that? It was some radio person.
Most likely.
Maybe Gaundy. I think Gaundy did it.
Yeah. But anyway, he's a radio nerd.
Love so it. This is, given we've got the Rodecaster and
yes.
the pre-puts, I'm guessing this is royalty-free music that they've loaded up.
It would have to be, otherwise it's a big stitch-up from Rode. We're going to get sued.
Maybe Rode owns it and that's their whole thing is you play the music and they come after you for licensing.
And not take a bad profit idea. Of the show, but sorry, mate, there's no profit.
But you will, exactly, sucked in. On who? Maybe us. We'll find out. But no, how about, so just indulge me. I just want to do a bit where I'll bring you in when I want you. But this is me. This will be like my, what do you call it? It's not a reel when you're giving them a sample.
Yeah, your audio reel.
Something. Yeah, audio reel.
you're asking more radio questions. Got no idea.
No, what was the thing that you'd send like a talk
air check,
break?
Air check.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
So just going to play some music.
All right.
And then we'll go into it.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. Yes, it is the Daily Talk Show. Hi, everyone. Hope you're staying nice and cool. It is... 32 degrees right now, top
is
of 34.
It? That's hot.
Didn't say I was bringing you in yet. Today, though, special guest. So that's why I think every time that I have a little bit of a break, I sort of bring it up a little bit. We've got Tommy Jacket, who's joining us. He's going to tell us how to win it big in the pokies. But before that, let's play this track. This is Shania Twain, topping it up on the Hot 30 countdown live around Australia, and then the post plays.
Yeah. So that I tried to do that writing stuff where you'd bring it up after talk.
I'm sure that sounded horrendous.
It does. It sounds horrendous. Byron Cook, who's a radio genius, big nerd,
he
got
does
a job
a
in radio. He does that and he does it well. I just tried to do it. Maybe it was the 70-year-old desk that I was using in Shepparton. Now you can buy them for fucking $900.
Yeah.
It's actually outrageous.
It is very good. But the talking about radio stuff, Hottest 100.
What about it? Is it Hottest 100. Yeah.
What about it?
What is it?
It was just on.
Oh, okay. So it traditionally fell on Australia Day. They moved it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then on the Sunday. So yesterday I was going past Sunday.
Today's Tuesday, everyone. It felt like 1 p.m.
But on Sunday I was driving past a park in St Kilda Botanical Gardens. A local spot for me. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But people just take it over for the hottest 100. And people would like – there were security guards at every entrance of the park because now people used to bring like full DJ setups.
But what
like
is it?
Sound systems.
So it's Triple J, which is like – is it a community station?
No. They're basically a commercial station now.
But what is basically commercial? Like we're basically commercial?
They make
commercial?
Money. Okay. Not, or is it funded by the ABC? So
I think it's funded by the government.
Yeah, sure. But it was – always the non-commercial radio station. Yeah. But
a lot of hipsters.
The non-pop station, so a popular station. But it's now one of the most popular stations. So it's kind of done a U-turn. But the idea of it is every year there's a countdown. People vote from 100 down to number one, the number one song in Australia. And it is a good day.
Did you know the song, the number one song?
What won it? I don't know it.
I don't know.
You
know
it?
Well, no, I didn't. I just thought that I would. Mr. 97, can you tell us what it was? But the idea is that you're meant to be around a barbecue and enjoying it.
Yeah, getting shit-faced, like all the people at the park.
Mm.
And so that, I mean, yeah.
And so what, these people at the park, would they only have one speaker system between everyone?
No, there was like little nooks. It got shut down. You can't do it anymore. But there was like people would bring a marquee set up. It was ridiculous. Turntables, generators, like lamb spit. It was crazy.
Have you got
people
the
doing
answer?
Drugs in the bushes?
Yeah, Confidence by Ocean Alley. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
No,
never heard of it.
Now I didn't think that I'd heard of it. Like when I heard the song, hadn't heard of it.
Yeah,
you did Street Team.
Yes, I did. That was where you go out and there's a promotion happening. A sponsor is paying money to send out.
Are you losing your voice today?
I don't know.
Are you noticing that?
Yeah, I've been. It sounds like I'm about to cry.
Yeah,
it does, doesn't it? No, I woke up. I don't feel 100% today.
A bit rattled.
And I woke up in the probably. I didn't check the time, but then when I woke up at 5:30, which is when I had my alarm, it felt like it was only an hour later.
Mm.
So it was middle of the night, essentially. Yeah, and I woke up and I felt crook in the guts, and I was just like, oh no, and I was like, oh shit. But then I went back to sleep, and I had this dream. And it was just driven by the anxiety of missing a show, missing the Daily Talk Show 5 days a week. Mr. 97, you weren't even in it.
I wasn't in it.
No, it was me and Mr. 97. It was like he'd got crook as well, and then he's walking through a park, and then I lost him. But I was thinking about like the anxiety people must feel committing to like daily vlogging.
Mm.
I mean, we've got 2 days off. But that's still we've still got the pressure, and we have no shows pre-recorded that we could play if all of us got sick. And that was my anxiety in the dream, was that everyone went down and we couldn't do a show.
So what should we do?
I don't know.
You want to pre-record?
We need a break the glass show,
mm-hmm.
and it can only be used because I've said let's maybe record it, and you've pushed back on it, which I agree because there's something about recording them. On a daily basis.
Yeah.
That nothing.
No, you're going to. I've turned.
Oh, he's turned me off.
I've turned the audio down so we can't.
Okay, no, that's fine. It was like a twitch. I just rapidly hit it. But yeah, the break the glass episode where we do something.
Should be some sort of special one.
But yeah, maybe with your mum. Get your mum on the show.
Special one with his mum.
Special one with your mum. And so it's. Your mum in the middle.
Maybe we could. Maybe your mum in your middle.
Your mum in the middle, and we do one with my mum. We do one with your mum, and if all shit goes, I mean, who saves you? Your parents usually when shit goes pear shaped.
I was going to say the Uber Eats guy. Maybe we get the Uber Eats guy to do one.
I've had some pretty interesting. Oh no, you don't talk to the Uber Eats people, really.
What do you mean?
I mean, I was thinking Uber drivers. You have a. There's a lot of banter going on with Uber drivers.
No, I try and have a little conversation. When it was hot the other day. And we got the McDonald's with Christian Hull. I was saying we should have I felt like I should have given the person something.
The Uber Eats
guy.
Well, I went down to him and he was so thankful because he's like, there's no parks here, bro.
Was he in a car?
He was in a car.
Too much McDonald's to...
take on a bike. No, I reckon that's easy for them.
Actually, when I was... So I was a beta tester for Uber Eats before it like was officially in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I got a... It's like 150. Bree and I both got $150 each, and it was like a very slow rollout. We knew someone at Uber. Yeah. One of our friends worked there, and the policy used to be that if they didn't bring it to your door, they would give you a refund.
Yeah.
The thing was, no car parks out the front of our joint.
Oh,
it was a fucking gold mine. I got so much. They ended up changing the policy, and I reckon it was because every time I would complain.
And you're getting your – I mean, it's a fairly Gronk move.
But the thing is that I've noticed that they, they've gotten more and more sort of gronky when it comes to what they actually give refunds for. Okay. So the other day, like we – this was probably like a few months ago now.
It's not in your favor. It's not in our
Yeah, it's not in the customer's favor anymore. Like we had a incident where I think the meal was meant to include onion rings, let's just say.
Yeah.
I think it was onion rings. But anyway, so it had onion rings, but there was no onion. We got the order and there was no onion rings. The thing was that they just worked out how much the onion rings was worth and just refunded us that.
Yeah.
My feeling is they ruined the whole meal.
So you wanted full refund.
I wanted a full refund on the meal.
Yeah. Jeez.
Am I a Gronk?
Definitely. Because you don't deserve it. They just fucked up. But just don't go there again.
But the thing is, if you're eating a burger or something and you need to have it with – this is the same argument that my dad always had with sweet and sour sauce when they would forget that when we were at McDonald's.
Getting the nuggets. You only get that with the nuggets or you get it – like you don't even have to ask for it usually.
Well, the thing is that if they don't have the sweet and sour sauce, it's not just a case of, oh, here's a few, sorry for that. Replace the nuggets because they're fucking useless now. Mm. Replace the chips.
Mm. I mean, your compass is way off in some respects.
In regards to food specifically?
Oh, just in terms of how you think about things. So you've got that approach to getting a refund.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all just like I've got rights as a consumer here.
Yeah.
And then I asked you the other day, I lent something out to a friend and then he gave it back to me and I didn't look at it. It was just in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to sort of rearrange the gear section and I opened the thing that I'd lent out and I opened it up and it was broken. One of the coils off where you put a battery in had come off. So it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It, like you couldn't even power this thing. And immediately I was like, I haven't seen that. I think I'd notice that. Who used this last? And then I thought about the person and I wasn't really, I don't care that much. And so I wasn't triggered. I was like, it's probably cheap to fix. But then I was like, hey, Josh, I took a photo of it. I was like, do you reckon I should send this to my mate and just say, did you notice this?
Absolutely not.
And you're pushing back on the knob?
No, absolutely. I don't think – Mr. 97, can we get you on the mic? Yeah. What do you think about this?
Well, I think it's pretty clear cut. I mean, all I wanted to do was just ask because my thinking is –
what are you going to get out of that?
Well, my thinking is I'm giving him an opportunity to tell me if he noticed that.
Hey, mate, I'm just trying to work out who to blame. So did you – was it you? I just need to know. Like, what
I'd
do you
rather,
think –
I'd rather him give me his response but than wouldn't me he, think he that he did it.
Well, I mean,
didn't
what,
tell me.
What is the response that he could give?
Hey, dude, no, I didn't. That's so weird. I'm so sorry.
And like, then what do you say back?
It's a hard position.
Then what do you say back
all good,
in your
mate.
Head? No, but what do you think?
Well
– I know what you think.
No, I honestly –
it's fucking bullshit.
No. If he told me that he didn't do it and he didn't notice it, I would believe him. So that's what I'm giving him the opportunity.
Mr. 97, yeah, what do you think?
I'd probably send a photo.
Would you?
I reckon I'd pull a Tommy. I'd ask.
Pull a Tommy. I like that it's become a thing. No, but I don't know what there is.
Or just ask the dude who last borrowed the thing if he broke it.
No, but I just feel like it's you can only – if I was at the other end of getting that, I'd like, ugh, this is bullshit. This is – like we had a mate who borrowed an expensive camera. The guy got the camera back and then when the guy was using it, it fucked up and he blamed our friend who used it last. That's Gronk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's the difference? So I just think that like I don't know if you're trying to work out what are you going to get, like, do you want your mate to pay?
No, I'm just curious as to know how it happened, because you could, if I am immediately thinking maybe he did do it, I'm then giving him the opportunity to tell me the otherwise. So I didn't notice it, because then he's a mate. I'd think, I'm not going to go, you're a fucking dog.
But could it have already already happened before he got it? Exactly. And he saw it?
Yeah. And then if he made it work, I'd be like, oh shit, yeah, no problem. But I just feel like it was something that you'd notice if you were going to use it. And so it's a hard one. Lending shit to people, friends especially, it is very hard.
Like, I don't lend that much stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a few cases. People don't bring shit back to you if you've lent it to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's extended period of time. That's really annoying. Mm-hmm. But the broken one is the most annoying thing. Because then you don't want to be the person that never is generous with...
Yeah, well, like, when is general? Like, I even think about, like, intros.
I'm too hot, bro. I gotta take.
You can take the headphones off. No, I've been thinking about, like, should I take mine off as well or no? Maybe I'll just put them around.
You're sweating.
Oh, no, I'll just do that. So I've been thinking about it with introducing people. So I've got, like, I've had friends who have said, "Hey, they work in radio or whatever." They're like, "Oh, I want to do this thing with one of your friends. Can you give me their details, or can you put them in contact?" Like, when I want to support my friends, but I also want to, like, protect my other friends that are – do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people in this world that have it's not the greatest ability. Like, it's an ability, but it's not the greatest quality of not thinking about what they're asking and how it makes – what position it puts them in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're asked – like, I've been asked to connect people before.
Didn't you do it? You did it with
Jules.
What, can you explain what happened or no?
Well, I thought that this was a moment where I could give Jules Lund's number to somebody.
So Jules Lund, for people outside of Australia, he's a sort of a – he was on a very popular travel show called Getaway.
Yes.
He then was on the national radio show, and now he has a company called Tribe.
Which yeah. He's doing really a very well successful at. Person.
Yeah. So he's sort of like a little bit within the context of Australia, he is a celebrity.
Yeah. So he would probably say he's a D-grade celebrity.
Mm. But if you just – if none of the rest of the world existed and it was just Australia –
He'd be a celebrity. Yeah, he definitely is. So what happened was, we had a Bucks party for my brother, and we all met at this location. And
what was the location?
It was down the beach. It sounds dodgy, doesn't it? We just met in a car park down the beach, out the front of a bar.
Okay.
And so Jules had his car there, and he was drinking, so he wasn't going to leave it there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to leave it there because he wasn't going to drive. We're getting onto a bus. And what happened was, he took a whole bunch of people's shit and put it in the back of his car.
Okay.
First mistake, if you don't want to have to interact with anyone after.
Absolutely.
Because at Bucks parties, not everyone is mates, right? It's like you got different groups.
I've only done one Bucks party, I think, and it was Bree's dad's Bucks party. So it was sort of
loose.
So yeah, it wasn't too. Oh, actually no, I went to Blige's as well, my mate.
Loose.
And that was probably, we went to a strip club.
You did?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I just remember that there was a huge amount of pressure. Mm. People had identified that I was the non party.
I was going to say non-alpha male.
No, the thing is,
again,
what was I hearing? I was hearing a comedian the other day who was saying that they are the alpha in non-alpha situations, which I think I am.
Yeah, okay.
I laugh at other alphas.
Yeah.
That's my alpha move. But anyway, there was a real push to try and get me involved with the stripper stuff, but I just didn't buy into it.
No. I just wonder how many Bucks parties so many people are there reluctantly.
Yeah.
Like, it makes a lot of people feel uncomfortable. Mm. I've been to plenty of Bucks's, and it's uncomfortable for the buck himself and a lot of people. It's like a lot of dads are there, and that's a weird time to be around, you know, your wife's dad. I've been at those ones. Anyway, so Bucks party's happening, stuff left in Jules' car. It came around to the Monday and I get a text from the person saying, "Mate, can you connect me with Jules? and I need to get the shit out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just in a world of pain. Went so hard at the Bucks party. I'm just like, oh no, oh, this is annoying. Like I kind of felt like it was a bit annoying.
Should you, in hindsight, you probably should have just texted Jules.
I should have done the legwork, yeah. 100%. But I fucked up and I gave the number to the person, and then he got the thing back. But then Jules said to me, mate, fucking don't give my number out, please.
What was happening? Was the guy texting or something?
Yeah, he just started sort of sliding in a few texts over the next few weeks, and just the classic case of someone who you didn't want to have your number,
yeah,
has your number. Mm. Not for any other reason that Jules got friends.
Yeah.
It's not like he's looking for new friends in that person, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
It's fair. So I fucked up there. And I wouldn't do that again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a hard one. The lending stuff. I don't want to be a tight ass. I want to be more generous.
And you want to celebrate people too. You want to connect people up. Mm. But it's also just that risk of, if you connect people up, do you have to, if you're in a position where you have to say to the person you're connecting, hey, just so you know, the person that I'm connecting you with, here's a bunch of context on them just in case they fucking go rogue.
I also want though to not, I don't want, I would hate if I borrowed something off somebody. I would hate to think that they're having this dialogue that, and they can't have it with me, which is, did you break it? Uh-huh. Did you do anything to this? Yeah, it's very, yeah. So that's where I'm sort of standing on it. So that's why I held off sending the text message, and I don't give a fuck enough to send it, but I wanted to talk about it. So,
have you ever owned a Leatherman?
A Leatherman is
a knife.
No. No, actually, Swiss Army knives were massive as a kid.
Leatherman is the new Swiss Army knife.
Oh, my God. This is so bad. This kid I went to school with, his dad worked for some arms company. And
what sort of arms?
Like weapons.
Yeah.
Weapons business. And he's like, dude, I can get you a flick knife.
And are they not okay? Like,
completely illegal. In Australia, you can't have... I think butterfly knives are illegal. Like there was, I was well into knives as a kid, and flick knives. So the ones that go out from there, so they actually go around. I don't think you can buy those legally. And then a complete flick knife, so where the blade just shoots out, that you see in the movies.
I just wouldn't be comfortable stabbing someone.
Of course not. That's not what I wasn't comfortable stabbing someone, but I wanted one.
But if you have one as defense.
Exactly, this is the thing.
The only result can be you stab someone.
Exactly, you carry a knife. There's high chance of you using...
Well, there's two. There's two things that could happen. You stab someone or they get the knife and stab you.
True. So I wanted one and I asked this guy, dude, can you get me one off dad?
Yeah.
He's like, I think I've got one. And so...
What was his dad actually doing, by the way? Like arms dealing, was that?
No, he's not arms dealing. I think he actually legit worked for a company that produced this stuff.
Because they weren't illegal then?
No, they were illegal then.
Really?
But he might have had an old one. So anyway, this dude brought it, and I remember at the Village Cinema in the Jam Factory.
So
in Melbourne.
You're smuggling knives into Village. I'm just trying to get my Moro bar that I got from Coles. I'm trying to get the chockey bars. I just, it's fucking piling it all up. Knowing that my body heat from the nerves is fucking melting that shit.
So I got this thing and it's full on.
And so what did you?
It broke.
Okay.
So I'm glad it broke because I never carried it around to use or anything. Okay. I just had it and I was like, this is cool.
Well, I've been looking on Amazon of dumb shit to buy.
There's a lot of dumb shit on Amazon.
Yeah, and so knives came up as something that could be. I've been getting obsessed with the everyday carry.
What's that mean?
Everyday carry. If anyone looks at everyday carry.
Are you still talking about the knife and the everyday carry isn't a knife that you carry every day?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, everyday carry. It's like it's on Instagram and shit. But everyday
you've
carry.
You've got a knife over there.
So everyday carry. Have a look. Where's my knife? Oh, yeah. I've got like a little card. It was when I was doing Melbourne Geek back in the day. Someone got my address and sent me this personalized card knife.
Full on.
But like, everyday carry. This is what everyday carry is. So it's like a flat lay
that
people do of what they carry.
In your pocket.
And so what I would love is like a little Balroy wallet, little knife, little, I want a torch. So I've got a torch, my coin.
Yes.
Would be in the everyday carry.
Okay.
I think that's maybe it. Maybe.
It's a weird. There is a. Oh, geez. Well, now we're that in guns. Everyday yeah, that carry. You're in yeah. Texas right now. Jeez.
So what do you think?
I mean, you're not carry. Don't carry a knife, dude. It's illegal.
You can't,
number one.
Can you in
not,
Melbourne?
Yeah, you can't carry knives.
Well, but so what does that mean in regards to like if you're a me getting walking from the car to the office, big knife to cut up fucking.
Sure. I'm sure there's
salami.
Sure, that's fine.
But what is the actual rule? How do they like if I'm not because I'm in a fucking gang?
Yeah.
Surely I'm pretty safe.
The type of the knife too. If it looks yeah. like a
if it's just a
blown
if it's a Leatherman,
knife, maybe a Leatherman,
like a Leatherman with like a belt thing. The problem yeah. is that I'm wearing like a lot of exercise gear at the moment, so it'd be yeah, a bit hard.
Hard to work into this
so,
fashion.
So. I don't know. It's in the same vein as me wanting to buy that book. I don't know if we spoke about it on the yeah. show about knots.
Yeah, we did. Well, I brought up the knot thing. That well, I always forget the knots.
I was so close to pulling the trigger on buying this book.
Yeah, be careful. This is consumerism.
Yeah,
bro.
Well, this is the thing. Well, so this is what I'm trying to work out. Like I'm looking at it through a minimalist lens, which is like I only want one good knife.
What do you
one
use it
good
for?
Wallet.
What are you like ever going
if
to
you
use
ever
it for?
Said, "Oh, hey Josh, I need to loosen this on the tripod," I'd fucking get the knife and do it.
Nah, you got a coin. You've got you actually got your
Bitcoin probably is too big.
You've got the coin that you bought. I haven't got an update on. I haven't even asked you about this. The book.
Oh, the Seth Godin book.
What's happening with the book?
It's happening.
Crunch time. It's the 29th of what is it today?
So,
29th
so
of January.
So we've only got 3 days. I feel like we need to open it up beyond Trevor Long. I feel like that 500.
Oh God, I'm feeling like you're
backing out. No, absolutely not.
No, because so I want Trev to be out of pocket to charity $500.
Was it pocket to charity?
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket
to charity.
Yeah. No. So I've gotten to the stage over the weekend. I put the book and all the paper. In on the dining table. So it's all set up, ready to write.
Okay.
So I probably only have about 10 hours left to do. But I need to start really tonight.
Oh, I reckon you could get it done by Thursday, which is the cutoff.
So for people who don't know, I in December decided to can you describe what happened?
You decided to take on a feat that is looking kind of like you won't be able to.
No, I definitely will. Because the thing is, I've told Seth. So yeah. I emailed Seth. I was like, hey, I had this idea on my podcast. I'm going to rewrite your entire book of This Is Marketing in handwriting.
Yeah, because you were very much wanting to sort of work out how you could take in more information from a book. And one of them is underlining.
Yeah.
The next thing is writing. Mm. And so, I mean, this is the thing. Trevor's stipulated that he wants it done by the 31st. Mm-hmm. For the bid that he put in to go
I think
through.
I can get it done. If I can, I mean, if you're filming today, can I go home early and work on it?
Yeah, why
okay,
not?
Great. So
I want Trev. You're gonna be out of pocket.
Yeah. So I think but because Trev and I were just talking about getting motion graphics done, and I would hate for him. Part of me wants him to put the $500 towards his motion graphics.
Look,
but I think we can open it up further. But if you want a handwritten book, This Is Marketing, send us a bid, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Trev's was the highest.
It was the $500.
And
yeah.
so there were some others
back.
Lower.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've.
Once it's done, I'd feel more comfortable talking about it once it's done.
Okay.
So on Thursday. Fat Fridays. When we have Gemma in, is that
that's
Friday
Feb
the 1st?
Yep.
Is it okay for me to show it on Feb 1st?
Well,
Feb 1?
I think so because 31st, the cutoff is 11:59.
Yeah, great. I'll take a photo on Instagram of the finished book on Thursday.
I'm looking forward to seeing just its thickness and how it comes across, like how it
It's
going it to
look epic.
I mean, the thing is, I also don't – like there was a caveat with Trev's bid, and that was to also put in – a personal story, which I never shared on this podcast, but we alluded to it. So if it doesn't happen, so we'll support you either way. We got an email from Basil.
I've just put the music on. That means we've got an email. Yeah, no, email from Basil.
And what's Basil saying?
Oh, he was saying, fellas.
Yeah.
Basically, he's been fucking listening. He found us through Matt D'Avella and Ground Up.
Yeah, Ground
Basil,
Up.
He's in Collingwood. He was when we were doing the Fat Fridays. He was literally looking outside and was seeing Easy's burgers. Yeah,
So hang on, he works right.
Yeah, so he must work right near. I didn't want to give away too many details. Jeez, just
isn't
in case
that
he
weird
didn't
that
want
he knows a lot about us?
Yeah.
So it's sick. He's probably seen us walk past.
So, Basil, mate, thanks for watching
and
or
if
listening.
If you see us in the street, approach. Just know Josh isn't carrying.
Well, not now anyway. Not until the order goes through.
Josh could be carrying.
But if there is.
Approach with caution.
I would. There's a few things like knives,
yeah.
Camping, all of these things I would like to get into.
Yeah. Well, we've had the offer.
From Robbie Ward.
Yeah, Robbie Ward taking the Gronks camping.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Gronks go camping.
Maybe we could
actually,
could we film it and make it a thing?
That would be funny.
Okay. Can we do that maybe February?
Yeah, it's still good weather.
Okay. Too hot maybe.
Yeah.
The Daily Talk Show.
Oh, we're going to read Basil's email?
Yeah, well, I sort of did.
Oh, that he's been listening through. Yeah, okay, Collingwood.
Yeah.
Did he say something about a sauna? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, he said, believe my surprise when I was sitting in the sauna in Collingwood listening to the Ground Up Show.
Interesting.
Do you think he actually – does he mean wet on Wellington?
I don't know. I mean, if he heard the other day's episode with
Christian
Hull.
It's all connecting now. Well,
that is connecting. Or it's just you're in a sauna.
Because it was fucking hot. That's what I took out of it.
He's
in the sauna in Collingwood because it's fucking hot here.
Got it.
Yeah.
We made that
You took
distinction.
It somewhere else.
One last thing.
Yeah.
I think I fucked up something yesterday, so I'm making an apology.
Oh, great. Look down the barrel of the camera when you do it.
No, I think I said something along the lines of the public holiday
we've seen
in our lifetime that if it falls on the weekend that we get the holiday on the Monday, which I fucked up. We've always got that.
You didn't look down the barrel.
We've always got that.
What do you mean?
So if you were listening yesterday, yesterday I said something around, oh, the public holiday if it falls
Who
on the Saturday.
Who called you out?
No, oh, my mum did.
No one, mum.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's called me out.
And so she said, what are you clarifying?
It's always happened. But then this is the hard thing about doing so many shows. You get shit wrong.
It's like meditation. Did your mum say that meditation used to be a big thing or she didn't comment on that?
It's never been bigger.
Okay.
I stand by that.
Right. Wait for the apology tomorrow.
But I apologise.
If you do want to send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. It's really hot today.
It is getting hot again.
I'm feeling a little bit sore. I think we've both got a bit of a virus, so we probably should record.
Make the mum in the middle or the break glass episode.
Maybe we should do that in the next week or so. We should go get our mums.
Yeah, yeah.
Mum won't drive into the city.
She won't?
I tell her, like, this is barely the city. You just go on the freeway and get off.
Yeah, true.
I'd have to pick her up at Doncaster, maybe.
We'll go to you, Lynn. Yeah. We'll go to you.
All right, let's do that. It's a Daily Talk Show. Have a good one, guys.
See you, guys.